This is Daryl Hessler, Vice President of the American Thule Society, broadcasting from Studio 88. And for those of you who missed it on June 25th, here is a recap of my speech. A state should be the mechanism by which a race helps itself in the same manner that a family helps itself. That's the true meaning of National Socialism. That's what we need in America today. We depend not on the grace of our enemy, rather on the might of our people. All Aryan people, side by side, unified as one. Our people know that a war must be waged for a better peace, and that we are all fighting for the happiness of our people who have so often been oppressed by our government and other races. No power in the world will make us deny our duty, or forget even for a moment our historical task of maintaining the freedom of our people. All of us have a mission. That mission is to secure a future for our Aryan grandchildren through political activism and education of the apathetical masses. We must secure our rights as white folk as they are being stolen forthright from us by international Zionist influences. We must all awaken our fellow Aryans to the crime of racial genocide being waged against them by the Jews before apathy becomes our undoing. We are a dying breed, folks. Something needs to be done. The international Jew will not rest until the Goyim is interbred with the lesser races and perishes from this earth forever. The Jew does his bidding by immersing themselves and forcing their influence into every aspect of our existence, be it social, political, religious, economic, and of course, use the media as their weapon to numb the natural instincts of our children and our kinfolk to their dangers. The profound influence of mass media at large in today's society is abstracting the world view of our children. Mestizo language, Negroid style of dress, and Jewish propaganda has torn our children's ties with their own culture away from its core. The dangers of multiculturalism, race mixing, and the delving into mud culture, however insignificant it may seem to some, is robbing us, our children, and their children's children of their rightful destiny as the most amazing and incredible race on this planet and the history of mankind. Is today's Aryan women involved in our struggle whom build the bridge that makes our boys and girls into men and women? Arming our youngsters with the tools they need to decide for themselves and allowing them to think freely will assure that they will see the truth behind all the tolerance and media-controlled assertions forced upon them by our racial oppressors. Pride, heritage, history, cultural importance, and facts must be taught to our youth. Positive facts about National Socialism and its leaders, past and present, must all be made available for our youth if we are to survive. Conveying what is considered derogatory or inflammatory jargon in the presence of children with regard to the lesser races is counterproductive and accomplishes nothing by way of understanding the problems the illegal aliens and Negroes pose to white society at large. When our founding fathers stated all men are created equal, all men in the United States were white. Immigration is robbing us all of our rightful homeland and our manifest destiny. White folk built this country. It is our forefathers' earned right for our future generations to have land and territory to pursue their dreams, make a place for themselves in America, and embrace their destiny. Aliens and foreigners are robbing our descendants of their heritage and claim to their pursuit of happiness in our land. The Thule Society welcomes affiliation from all white, like-minded groups amassed in the Aryan world. Only through mutual support and unity shall we all become strong, influential, and an integral part of the struggle in securing our future as a people. It is your duty as a white person to be the power behind your race's survival in these oppressive times. Thank you, stay strong, and stand proud. I hope you enjoyed the speech. Hessler out, 88.